With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
The atmosphere in studio is suddenly magical because Sarah O'Connor and Laura Pick from Wicked the Musical are here. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
So good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, personally for me, it's lovely to be home.
Yes.
So happy days. Couldn't be happier. Quite chilled. It's nice.
It really is so exciting. So you've been in the Bord Gáis for a number of nights now. So how's it all going?
The houses are absolutely incredible. The atmosphere is electric. Yeah, it's a really nice theatre for us. I mean, our dressing rooms are cute.
I mean, Sarah's is like the size of an apartment.
So is it?
Yeah. I asked for it, okay? I asked for it.
Now listen, actually, because it's a relatively new theatre. So yeah, of course the dressing rooms are going to be really nice. But of course, Sarah, you've come home, which is very exciting. And of course, you're playing the lead in Wicked, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, your hair looks fabulous. Like, you look the part.
Thank you so much.
So how's it all going for you?
Ah, it's brilliant. Listen, we've been on tour for quite a while now, enjoying the audiences in each city. And each city kind of has its own personality regarding how they communicate with us and how they're enjoying it and how they let us know they're having a nice time. And, you know, Laura's been by my side the whole time and we're just having the best time together. And now I can show her my hometown. She did the same for me when I was there with her.
Yes.
So now that we're in Dublin, we'll get on a few things once we're up and running with the show for a week or two, then we'll get on, you know, doing things around Dublin.
I know, but the thing is, because like you're doing so many performances, Laura, like you can't actually party.
No. Party? What's that?
You can't go out and enjoy yourself.
I mean, you're a cup of tea.
Yeah, you're enjoying yourself on stage every single night, but you have to look after that voice.
Yeah, we do. But we find other ways to have fun. Like, we were talking about how on Sunday, this Sunday coming, we've only got one afternoon show, so we can maybe go back to where we're staying and like play some board games and just like
do a bit of shopping.
I mean, kind of thing. Plenty shopping in every single city.
Laura doesn't need to be told to go shopping.
No more shopping.
No more shopping, please.
But we have done stores. I'm thrilled, guys.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Back in the land of done stores. Thrilled.
Obsessed with Dunn's, actually, to be fair.
Dunn Stores is honestly amazing, isn't it? Like, the quality is fab.
I didn't know how much I missed it till I wasn't here anymore. I was just like, I know, guys, not an ad for Dunn Stores, but I'm just saying. It's so good to have
other shops are available.
Other shops are available, guys.
Now, Laura, I have to ask you, obviously, you play the green one, all right? So you are covered in green paint every single night. How, like, your skin is glowing. How do you manage to do that?
Thank you. I do my best to look after it. I use Dermalogica, like many a face wash, many a cream, you know, you have to, but there's always like a little bit of green left in your ears. Or I think my hair, because I'm a bit blonde, my hairline is constantly just like a green halo.
Okay, yeah.
I have been known to get her ear for her.
Oh, have you?
I will get my fingers and get a little face wipe and be like, can I just get the bit in your ear, please?
You're very sound. You're very sound. Now, listen, tell us a little bit about Elphaba.
So Elphaba is... Well, is she the Wicked Witch or is she just misunderstood? So, like, the story of Wicked, it basically takes you back and shows you before The Wizard of Oz, kind of leading up to that point, and why these two witches have become seen the way that they have. Why is Glinda good? Why is Elphaba the Wicked Witch of the West? Mm. But she really just cares about people, the animals. She cares about everything that's right. And that's, she's basically on a journey trying to do good.
Okay.
And it all goes a little bit awry.
Okay.
But I don't want to give it away for people that have seen it, but she's just a really special character. And I feel like so many people, like we have so many fans of the show, and I feel like they relate to her character so much because she's a little bit different.
Yeah, we like that as well. Yeah. We like a little bit of different. And Sarah, can you tell me what kind of character Glinda is?
What is she not? Like, she's so fun. I think Glinda definitely has the biggest arc in the story regarding kind of how she changes as a person and how I think her relationship with Elphaba is probably one of the biggest contributors to that, I would say. Because when I first come to college, I'm one way, well, university, I'm one way. And then by the time I finish the show, she's a completely different person. But she's very loving and open, popular, you know, loves her pink, loves her sparkly things. But there is a lot more to her than we think. She's a lot deeper and she really does kind of have empathy for Elphaba. And I think she learns a lot from her by being quite an open person. Mm. And then it's about working her way up through the ranks and how she does that. And is it good, is it bad?
Yeah.
Again, it's the same question for Glinda. Is she a good witch or is she a bad witch? So it's kind of, you know, it's a bit of both on each person, but You really have to go. Fantastic.
And you have to go to the show as well to get all of the nitty gritty
really
details.
You really do. It's such a crazy story, and it's, I think, really relatable, actually.
And also, I mean, this is a huge, iconic show. The songs are massive. Mm. They're so, so famous all over the world. So what's it like getting up on stage and getting to perform those songs every night?
It doesn't get old. You know, even those days where you're really tired or there's a lot going on outside in life, you get on stage and it's so fun. It's hard work, don't get me wrong, but it's absolutely worth it. Like, it's just, sometimes I catch myself, because we don't see ourselves in the mirror that much. Once we're on stage, that's it. Everyone sees us, but we don't see ourselves. And sometimes I'll be doing something and I'll catch the blonde in my eye and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I'm playing Glinda. That's so cool. But we have some incredible songs in the show and some great scenes. So, and they change from time to time, which is my favorite, you know, on a night, but it's just iconic.
I'm really lucky. It really is. Now, obviously, it's a huge thing going out on stage, and a lot of actors and performers, they'll have kind of pre-show rituals. So, Laura, do you have any pre-show rituals that you'd like to share?
I am terrible. I literally just, like, I'm never ready on time. I'm the most unorganized person. For me, it's more about, because I don't get to see anybody during the show, because I like, when Sarah's on stage, I'm off stage, or we're on stage together. Or I'm on stage, she's off stage, because I'm on stage on my own or with another character. So I just never see anyone. So I use that time before the show to try and, like, say hello to everyone and, like, have a little chat and catch up and stuff. So then by the, like, 5-minute call, I'm like, oh, I need to get ready.
You seem very easy breezy about the whole thing. So you've got no kind of...
As long as I've done my warm up, I just feel like if I started to be obsessive about doing certain things at a certain time, then if that goes wrong, I'm going to have a bad show.
Exactly, it might throw you. And are you the same, Sarah?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I kind of have the things that I like to do, but I won't do them in the same order. I won't do them at the same time.
Oh, okay. Share some of them with us.
It'll just be little things by how much water you've had, what warm up, what time is your warm up?
A dance party.
Yeah,
we occasionally have a dance party.
Gorgeous.
We like a Saturday dance party.
Yeah, just
sure.
to psych yourselves up before you go out on the stage. A little warm-up.
We invite different guests.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we do definitely have people. We have the usuals that come in and say hello. But I quite like to just even just our cough syrups, the way we've steamed that day, what sleep we're getting, all that, those little things. The sweets we're having through the show, make sure everything's stacked up, ready to go. But I think generally we're relaxed to a degree by now. We know that our muscle memory's there and we can just have a nice time. But if you were to worry too much about rituals, I mean,
you can't.
It'd be a very long day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard enough as it is.
It really is. And Sarah, I have to ask you, I read this, it's very sweet, like, that you met your husband at Wicked. Is that right?
So years ago, when I first met Laura, this is how we met as well, technically. I was a dresser on Wicked in the West End for 7 months. I was
a
swing dresser. Yeah, so I dressed everyone in that building. So I appreciate how hard they work. Shout out to the dressers. And I was at the 10-year anniversary because I was working on it at the time. And my husband, who is an agent, was there with a client. And we met at the party. We weren't together for years later, but we've known each other for so long through that.
Yeah.
So I literally have, we got this incredible painting given to us that night, and it has the date on it and everything. So that's on our wall. I'm like, that's the night we met. It's a mad story.
Isn't that really sweet? And also, because he's your agent as well.
Yes, he is now.
So he was the one to tell you that he got the gig.
Yeah, I was down in Port Arlington in my granddad's house with all my family, and I saw him FaceTiming me, and he does not FaceTime me in work hours.
Yeah.
So I kind of had an inkling something was happening, and all my family were there, and he got to tell me the news, and I was just in
class.
It was awesome because he knows I've wanted to play this part for a very long time.
Unreal. And I have to ask you quickly, how did you make the leap then from dresser to the lead?
I know. Well, I was still auditioning, and then I went on to do, I left there and went to do Evita, which is the only other time I was at the Bord Gáis, actually. And I was there with a previous Elphaba that I used to dress as well. So that was crazy. It's just been a big round circle moment. Wicked's been in my life in a lot of different capacities for years. So it's fantastic. But listen, hard work, luck, a good agent.
Yes. A lot of hard work, in fairness.
A lot of hard work.
Like Laura, you were just listening to the pair of you there. Like, you have to treat your body like an instrument, really. You have to look after yourself. Because how many shows? You're doing like 2 shows a day sometimes.
Yeah, so I think here it's Thursdays and Saturdays. We have 2 shows and actually some Sundays as well, like every other week.
Yeah.
So, yes, a lot.
Does it ever get repetitive?
You'd think, and people say this a lot, and I've been with the show a long time, and it just really doesn't. Like, and there's, like Sarah said, you have those days where you're a bit more tired, but as soon as you're out there and you're with the audience, and especially like if they're responsive, you just forget everything, and it's just, that's a different show that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is, people say it's not the same every day, but it's not, because you'll sometimes be on stage with a cover or somebody will just do something a little bit different. Like whenever Sarah does something different, I'm always like, okay.
A little curveball.
Okay. Like that. You know, it just, we find ways to keep it fresh.
Yes. Especially when things go like, little tiny little things might go wrong, like a prop breaks or something's missing and you're like, oh, what do we do? And you just, Laura and I have kind of a way of communicating without having to chat, because we'll be in the middle of doing a scene and we'll have the eye contact going, have you seen that?
Yeah.
You know, something will happen in the audience, you know, sometimes the audience forget we're there and they're having a full meal.
Picnic.
Wait, like, seriously,
picnic?
Come on. Yeah.
It's like, okay,
I can hear the tuna fish sound.
I can hear your Tano, lads. Or you hear like the
quietest moment, you hear can open or like rustling of crisps and stuff.
Quite funny.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, if anyone's listening in and they're going to the show, do not open candy, no sweets, no cans or anything during the show.
Anything quiet.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to do it, pass it up. Give us some.
Yeah. Share the love. Thank you both so much for coming in, and best of luck with the rest of the run. There are some tickets left for Wicked in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. I better let you guys get a move on, because you've got a show to do. Thank you so much for joining us. Talk to you soon. Bye.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.